Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. We'd love to hear your thoughts about the show. Our email address, indianaweekend@gmail.com. I'm John Strauss. Thanks for tuning in today. We talk about writers on this show from time to time. Their work has ranged from the motorcyclist whose book chronicles a 48,000-mile ride in one summer, to a biography of former Senator Dick Lugar, the story of the circus life in Peru, Indiana, and the mysterious disappearance of a young Newcastle girl. You know, one genre we haven't talked about is the romance novel. We haven't talked about romance, that is, until recently in a Panera Bread coffee shop in Hamilton County, where we met somebody with the Romance Writers of America Indiana chapter. Forgive the background noise. Just imagine you're sitting with us at the table.
My name is Jeannie Mangano, and I am chapter president of Indiana RWA. I am a romance writer, and I've been writing for 30 years.
What kind of stories do you write?
They are mostly romantic suspense. I am currently working on a paranormal.
What's a good romance novel that you'd recommend for somebody new to the genre?
Well, I like to read military romance. And my favorite military romance writer is Suzanne Brockman and Catherine Mann. Suzanne Brockman has a few series out there that I would recommend. If you are looking for just the smaller type books, more like a category type romance, I would start with her Tall, Dark, and Dangerous series. It's a Harlequin silhouette-based book. And then she has mainstream books out there as well.
The romance genre has a lot of divisions within it. They're not all romance novels are the same. There's military romance. What are some of the other kinds?
Well, okay, there's your paranormal romance. There's your historical, contemporary. And within the paranormal genre, there are subgenres. You may have heard of Twilight, the Twilight series. That's a subgenre. Dealing with vampires and
you're working on a paranormal.
I am.
Now, do you wish you had invented the vampire, the hunky vampire guy?
I wish I would have thought of that. I'd be very rich about now. But my paranormal is a ghost story. It doesn't necessarily follow the trend of vampires and changelings. And it's my very first one, so I'm really excited about it. I'm about almost halfway through it, and I hope it goes someplace. I have a publisher targeted for that, and we'll see if they buy it.
Did you come up with the characters or the plot first?
I came up with the plot first, and then I fill in the skeleton of the idea with characters. I do something that's kind of odd, is when I create these characters, I try to find pictures online that helps me to identify with this character or what I envision the character looking like. And then I create the backstory, and I don't do the whole outline at first. I just kind of, I have this idea, and I start going with it. It might change midway through the story, but I go with it, and I love it. I love writing. I love coming up with these stories and these characters and their personalities and their faults and torture them.
Who's your favorite character that you've come up with? Because they're fun to see what situations they get into.
Well, I think my favorite character, he's the hero in a series that I wrote. The series actually came to fruition when I was here visiting Indiana a few years back, and there was a lot of rain. There was a flood. And we went to a town called Columbus, Indiana.
Well, Columbus was flooded. I mean, the downtown was partially cut off and everything.
It was, and that's the day we arrived, and we did not realize it. So all throughout the night, you saw these helicopters, and you could hear the helicopters going through the skies, rescuing people in flooded areas, and that sparked the idea. So I created this series about this town and my favorite character in that series was the helicopter pilot. His name was Ben.
So Ben was the helicopter pilot, and so I get the excitement part of that in a flooded area. Where does the romance part come in?
He has a romance with an insurance claims person that comes to town to assess the damage to the town, and he doesn't want to fall in love. He doesn't want a relationship. He's perfectly happy being solo and dedicating his life and time to his career, and here comes this woman that kind of knocks him off his axis, and that's the romance between him and the woman, the claims adjuster.
What's your educational background? Were you an English major in college? Or
psychology was my background in college.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a claims adjuster.
Okay.
I work.
Wait a minute. Did you tell your husband that you were thinking about falling in love with the helicopter pilot?
No, I did not.
But you knew how she would think. You knew what she would do on the scene of a big incident like that. So it's kind of like write what you know.
Yes. It made sense. You know, there's a big catastrophe in a state or in a city or a town, and when there's damage, the insurance company's called. So that was something I knew. Though I do work comp, she was more of a property claims adjuster, but it's still claims, it's still insurance. So I kind of drew from that background.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'll bet that some of the advice that you give people is, look, kind of work with what you know. So if you're a teacher, then you might understand how schools work and that sort of thing, right?
Right. If you want to write, read. Everything that you can get your hands on in the genre that you want to write, because that, too, is educational. It is research. You can find out and you can study how the authors who do this well, how they write, how they plot their characters, their point of view. Read everything you can get your hand on, and that will help. That will get you started. That's how I started.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales and for someone else, but not for me.
Jeannie Mangano, president of the Indiana chapter of the Romance Writers of America. If you would like more information, just check out IndianaRWA.com.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace popped out in my mind.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think. Send us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
Here we were talking about romance novels, and you're probably saying to yourself, you know, I haven't read a romance novel for a while. What are they like? Well, maybe not what you think. You know, the category includes historical fiction, paranormal stories, romance for young adults, romance with military themes. The Twilight series, a huge hit, of course, is romance. It's interesting to go through the most recent Rita Award winners. The Rita is presented by the Romance Writers of America. I guess you could say it's the Oscars of romance writing. Last year's award for contemporary series romance, Suspense Adventure, went to a book by Helen Brenna called The Moon That Night. The jacket says, Kate Dillon has never met a man worth his weight in packing peanuts. Maybe she's simply too stubborn, too independent, and too much of everything men don't want. Just when she's decided that Mr. Right doesn't exist, James Riley crashes back into her life. Well, for more of that, we met up with Jeannie Mangano, president of the Indiana chapter of the Romance Writers of America, at a Hamilton County coffee shop. Who reads romance novels? What's your kind of reader in mind, who, based upon the people that you've met and everything?
Well, women read romance novels. Most of the sales are romance books. At least 50-55% of book sales are dedicated to romance. Women write romance.
So this is good from a business standpoint that you're writing romance and not a book about trigonometry or something.
It is. It's like a billion-dollar industry buying romance books. And, you know, men read them too. But the difference in men and women, men authors, they write suspense. They write action. But even in those books, normally there is a thin line of romance. in them. Versus women authors, you know, we tend to tell the story of how the hero and heroine falls in love.
Not so much in the books that guys like.
No.
And that reflects the difference between men and women, right?
Yes, it does.
Well, you're married. Do you ever test out any of this on your husband? You ever read him? Hey, listen to this chapter.
I do. My husband's very supportive. And he, you know, because he's supportive, he knows not to say, no, that sucks.
He better not, right?
He says, oh, that sounds great. So I don't totally rely on him. I rely on my critique partners and other writers.
Can guys write romance?
Sure. We have members who are guys. Actually, one of our board members is a male, and he brings a lot of insight to us in our chapter. He just recently was published, or will be published, so.
But is it a cliche that women are much more in tune with interpersonal relationships and feelings and the kind of insights that would be important to them? In the romance genre?
Well, no, I think there is some truth to that, but there's always the point of view from the male, too, that women can't always nail. So men who write, we have a couple of guys in our chapter, and they write romance, and they do it well.
Are the themes and types of stories in romance changing as society changes? We're so into social media now. We're into kind of a connectedness through phones and the internet and all that. Has that changed the type of stories, or are there still people, bodice rippers, people?
We don't like that term. We try to get away from that. That seems to be the perception. It's becoming a little outdated. The trends, though, there are trends. You know, I mean, you have your vampire trend where everyone wants to write vampires, and then, you know, it switches up to your historical, like regencies. So you tend to have that trend. A few years back, probably as far back as a decade, the military romance was a huge trend. Navy SEALs. You know, and those being the heroes. But there is always a trend. Doesn't seem to ever be a new idea, but we're working on it. You know, we tweak it a little bit. I'm hoping that my ghost story is kind of new. You don't see too many ghost stories in paranormal. Not too many. There have been some, but...
Okay, I got one. Guy falls in love with a lady ghost. Huh? Possible?
Possible.
Been done?
It's been done. There's no new idea.
I would think sometimes when you're coming up with a plot, you're going, oh, yeah, well, wait, I've read 5 books like that, so I've got to make mine different. What's the twist? I mean...
Well, you don't want to chase a trend.
So right now, starting a vampire book now would be futile, right? Because it's old now, right?
Yeah, unless it's done really, really well. So if you're going to twist that up a little bit, maybe you can have a vampire story.
Who's a Navy SEAL? A SEAL vampire.
There, see? See, you've just created something for all of the writers out there. They're going to start writing that book. Yeah, you know, right now there are so many genres out there and so many subgenres, and even subgenres are being created, just like what you just said. So I wish.
So the SEALs thing or the military thing, did that come about because, I mean, we're in the 9th year, coming up on the 10th year of a war, so we go to war, and so the romance writers start weaving that into some of their stories?
Well, I think so. You know, I was reading Navy SEAL romances 20 years ago. So, you know, it's just something that, I'm sorry, that comes...
You like a guy in a uniform.
No, I do. I like a guy in a uniform. And I think a lot of women do. You know, it's just, it plays to that type of reader. Just like some of the paranormals play to those types of readers. There's an author in our chapter. She writes a paranormal involving witches. Something new, something different, something interesting. But she also has a twist with the vampires in that. So it just plays to different types, what is your strength? For me, I love a good military romance, and I would probably reach for those first when I'm perusing the bookshelves in the bookstore, because I just, that's what I like.
Jeannie Mangano, president of the Indiana chapter of the Romance Writers of America. More information, including their writing contest coming up in a couple of months, at IndianaRWA.com.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
As part of our occasional author series, chatting with the president today of the Indiana branch of the Romance Writers of America, the romance category now accounts for more than half the fiction sold. And if your idea of this genre is the bodice-ripping stuff of the past, well, Jeannie Mangano, waiting for her own first book to be published, begs to differ.
We're starting to see more and more strong heroines that takes the lead in a book. And I think it has a lot to do as well with what you said, what we're seeing in the world. A lot of women bosses, CEOs, women making lots of money, and they're becoming the strength in the book.
And there are more of those relationships in society. You have friends, you have couples where the woman is the chief breadwinner, or the woman has the better job. That's more common now than in the past. So that's showing up in the romance writing that's out there.
I think it is. Yes.
Is there any kind of a template for a romance novel? Remember, guy meets girl, guy wins girl, guy loses girl. Is there a tried and true formulation for romance writing? A seal meets girl, seal ships out and deploys, gets a Dear John letter. I mean, how does that work?
Well, you know, back in the day, in the 80s and 90s, there used to be a formula, and certainly you still see some of that formula in some of the category romances. And the category romances refer to, like, the silhouettes and the harlequins, the smaller type books. It's not necessarily a tried and true, but it does seem, if you read those books, formulated.
What would a typical formula be like in one of those? What do people think of when they think of a harlequin romance? People who know this genre, they go, oh, well, harlequin romance.
Well, harlequin romance, those are shorter stories, quick reads, always a happily ever after. And it's usually something where you see, you know, guy bumps into girl, and there's some kind of conflict that prevents them from getting together, and then they work through the conflict to establish a relationship, and then they live happily ever after. You know, I mean, it's a story. It's not that fast, but it is a shorter book. You have your mystery and suspense. Those tend to be a little bit longer because you have to build the suspense and you have to tease the mystery out of your reader. And so those tend to be a little bit more involved, a little bit more complicated, but still a great, fascinating, enjoyable read once you're done.
Okay, here we are at a Panera Bread on the northeast side of Indianapolis. Do you ever go to a public place like this, look around, and see any of your characters or people where you go, oh, I'd like to write that. I'd like to, you imagine what they're saying, a guy and a girl in a booth in a place like this.
I sure do. Sometimes I see, you know, you see a woman walking in with a child and you think, oh, single parent romance, what is her story? And then you kind of, you know, play with that in your head and you jot some lines down or some thoughts down and then you build a story around that. You see a woman walk in and she orders coffee, and if you see a guy walks in, they accidentally bump and spill coffee. That's a story that you can build. So yeah, I look around. That, in fact, I think that's where we get most of our stories, just by what's in the newspaper, what's in an article, what catches our attention, who we see, what are they doing, where they work.
How about dialogue? Have you ever been in line and heard a couple of people talking and go, I like that line?
I have. And when I've heard it, I rush to my car and I write it down, because if you don't write it down, when you get home, you can't remember it. So if it's written down, you can refer to it and you can build a whole book just based on a sentence or two that you've heard standing in line next to someone. Because, you know, you create this story. What if? And that's the big question that a lot of authors ask themselves. What if? And then you go from there. So what if you, well, if you heard something, what if they said that because they just came back from Iraq, or they just got fired from their job, or the coach in their son's baseball league said, fill in the blank. And then you create the story of that.
What do the readers get out of romance? Do romance novels help your readers understand their own lives or figure out what to say when they bump into somebody in line?
I think what they get is escape. I think most readers want to be taken away from, you know, their life. They want an escape. They want to read a happy story. And women, they want to read a good, well-written love story. They want to see the happily ever after at the end. And they want to dream. You know, there are times I finished a book and I loved, and then, you know, a week later I'm still wondering what those characters are doing today. You know, that's a very well-written story. And I think most readers just want to be able to curl up somewhere, open a book, and fall into that world of the book.
Jeannie Mangano, president of the Indiana chapter of the Romance Writers of America, telling us that the genre may be romance, but good writing of any form is really about creating characters that the reader cares about. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. Reminder that we also need your story ideas, the places we should go and people we should talk to. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.
If you can write a good character, then your readers are hooked. We can identify with those characters. And we can often go on to wonder what they're doing today, long after the book has been read.